par 70,
right,
7,000 yards, it kills you.
Mm-hmm.
That is by far the hardest golf course I play. The only difference, especially between Dallas National and the TPC at Las Colinas, Dallas National greens are much more difficult,
right,
than the TPC's courses. But from tee to green, to get to tee to green, getting to tee to green is much more difficult at TPC.
You might see a 3-4 shot average difference between Cottonwood and TPC this year.
Usually one shot.
I think it's going to be more this year. Because if it's a laydown, I think Cottonwood will throw up some several 62s,
I agree.
Maybe 61.
Of course, it's playing easy right now. And if they, you know, they did not have, and I'm not just saying they, the entire DFW Metroplex did not have conditions this year that were ripe to growing ryegrass.
Mm-hmm.
We had a late winter. It was just hard to grow the ryegrass, so it's not nearly as thick and as lustrous as it could be.
Right.
And last year, the rough out at the Nelson was ungodly. This year, it's not like that. So you're right. I mean, they're going to be able to get the ball out of that rough this year. They are. You and I know.
We'll see Monday, because it's going to be, you play that thing from the tips, and like I said, the big thing is only 2 par 5s.
Yep. And then one of the par 5s in a prevailing wind, you can't get home in 2.
Even 16?
Yeah, even yeah. Tiger. 16, even Tiger can't get home in 2. So, you know, you really only have one par 5 where you're saying birdie.
I remember last year, I think it was the round I was following with Faraday.
Uh-huh.
When he hit a driver off the deck on 16.
Uh-huh.
And he put it past the green, I think. I mean, he took a swing. When he swings at 95% of his capacity, it's the most awe-inspiring
that one
vision ever.
That 2-iron that he did after he ducked that drive into the woods, and he had to hit a 2-iron or hook 2-iron around
the
tree.
Like 90 degrees.
God, what a swing that was. It was just pure power.
And, you know, when you watch the long drive guys, and they're swinging at 135 miles an hour, maybe 140, something like that, it doesn't look nearly as fast as Tiger's when he's winding up.
No. No.
Because he puts everything in it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if his back's going to hold out. I don't care how.
He's in pretty good shape.
I know it.
If it's not, it's starting to hurt him by now.
But the back is not made for golf.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how long he's going to hold
out. I don't think I've mentioned this in the past, but I was talking to somebody who knows him pretty well and is in the Tiger camp. Do you know his eyesight before LASIK was 2,800?
Oh, he was a bat.
2,800.
Yeah.
He couldn't see a thing. And as good as he was to not be able to see a thing, and contact used to bug the heck out of him. So, boy, there's a guy who really needed LASIK and, you know.
Imagine being the guy giving him LASIK. How nervous are you doing that? Oops.
But anyway, we are playing on Monday, and we are playing. It's a team event this year.
Right. We got our editor, Rob Rodriguez, playing with us. We're playing against the Dallas Morning News and a bunch of other corporations, and so we'll see how we do.
And we've got one of the Stern brothers, who's one of the big salesmanship guys, playing with us. And I think he expected us to be able to win. And good luck, man. There's some good players out there.
Is it a scramble?
It's a shamble, which is the best format of any type of tournament.
Yeah, you take the best drive and play your own ball in.
Yep.
I like that. All right. It is 9:49 here on the ticket, and we are at Grubbs Nissan today. We'll come back, put a cap on it, and send you out to New York City, New York, for the wall-to-wall coverage of this year's draft.
Why do you love me?
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, chicks like guys with skills. If you don't have nunchuck skills, computer hacking skills, or bow hunting skills, try your hand at culinary skills with the Cool Bright Guy's Guide to Cooking. Read the Ticket Guy's menu of delectable delights, sure to help you close the deal on your next romance. Get yours now at any Ticket Roadshow from the station that is cooked.
Is that 377 out there?
That's 377 right there. That's called the old Denton Highway, Ron.
Oh, okay.
It goes all the way to Denton.
All right. Well, you denizens of this part of the world, we're assuming that you know where 377 is and you can get there. Well, do so as best you can and look for Papa G's, which is
kind of right behind a FEMA station. The only FEMA station. You'll see it. Right on the east side of the road. East side of 377.
Now, what is that? Big Jim's Pizza over there?
I believe there is.
Jim's?
Yeah,
Mr. Jim's?
Yeah, that.
Or Big Jim's?
And a FEMA station.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's and a pizza station, and then Papa G's is tucked away. What did I say?
Well, it is a pizza station, Expo.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's Pizza.
Look for Mr. Pizza.
Look for Mr. Jim's at a FUPA station, and Papa G's is tucked away back there. Did I say Fupa Station?
Yeah, you did.
Fina Station.
The Tickets Drop Package Radio.
The size matters to you.
Yeah.
But it's an even bigger unit you're looking for. Go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the key. Code gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you. SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
Excuse me?
I need to see your ID and pay check stub, please.
Ma'am, I would like to apply for a payday advance. There has got to be a better way to do this.
Frustrated with the hassle of getting a payday advance at those payday advance stores? Well, CashAdvance.com would like to let you know you can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy of your home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls. CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that's deposited directly into your bank account. It's safe and convenient, and you can do it from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on to CashAdvance.com at www.CashAdvance.com. Or click on the CashAdvance.com logo on your radio player now.
2005.
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to SelfStorageTexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit SelfStorageTexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free dent block and you keep the key. Plus, Pack and Stack Self Storage is safe and secure with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you just got to have a big unit, check out SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, SelfStorageTexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage.
This is The Ticket.
The Dallas Cowboys have the 11th and 20th overall picks in the first round of today's NFL draft. The sticker brought to you by Cracker Barrel and Man's Best Friend. Many believe that Dallas will take Maryland defensive end Sean Merriman at 11, who was on with Norm yesterday. He talked about the chaos that is draft week.
The whole process is definitely a chess match. I mean, everybody's just trying to fake everybody out. Me and Coach Parcells had a conversation, and, I just think it was a general conversation that he had with any of the other guys.
Norm and the rest of the Ticket team will have wall-to-wall draft coverage all weekend beginning this morning in about 5 minutes at 10 o'clock. It's playoff time in Dallas as the Mavs host the Rockets in game one of the opening round of the postseason. The Mavericks have won 9 straight heading into the series, but Dallas center Eric Dampier knows they don't need to be thinking of their 16th win before they get number one in the playoffs.
We're just going to take it one game at a time, and that's the way we should approach it. You know, we can't look ahead. You know, we know to win it all, yeah, it would take 16 games. But we're just going to take it one at a time and see what happens.
Mavs Rockets tip off at 4:30 at the AAC. You can see the game on UPN Channel 21. And Texas took down the Yankees last night 5-3 in the first of a 3-game set at Yankee Stadium. Chris Young picked up the win. Closer Coco Cordero nailed down his major league leading 8th save of the season as Texas is back at 500 on the year at 9-9 heading into today's game with New York at 12:05. Chan-Ho Park throws against the Yankees. Jarrett Wright goes for the Pinstripers. Our next ticker coming up at 10:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the station that sounds better after every beer.
All right, it is 9:56 here on The Ticket. A few scant minutes, we'll send you out to New York City, where Norm will monitor and headline the NFL draft. Wall-to-wall coverage, Cowboys picking at 11, which is always kind of nice. I remember when Cowboys were picking like a 25, we were in the second round, and your first round is pretty darn
boring. First 2 hours is kind of boring.
It's 5 hours. Anyway, don't forget, if you get a chance, watch tonight, Channel 11, 5 o'clock, Craig and I's next segment called Gadget Police. So,
hey, by the way, we are at Grubbs Nissan. Thanks for being out here.
Yeah.
This great car, this great Nissan Titan Crew Cab, white with graphite titanium interior.
Yes.
That cost is $27,552. They're going to offer it for $25,995, but there's only one. It is brand new.
It's
they're
really
losing
nice.
Money on this car, but you got to go see Jeff Davis to get this car because
it is sweet.
It is nice.
He wants
to drive that.
A lot of people to thank today. Kevin, our engineer, thanks for doing a great job. Claudia and Lorenza for being here and providing the eye candy. And Wing and Jonathan for handing out all the nice promotions back at the station. Jason and Sean Bass. Now, ticket coverage is going to begin very shortly with Norm. And I believe Bob Sturm is at the studio and Ty Walker and Mickey Spagnola and George Dunham and Frito. And you will not believe, if you're a statsaholic, Norm will even make you OD on that. He has so many stats that he's going to be dealing with. He's got the big board out there. He'll talk to every guest, every draft pick will come by the Ticket's fine table out there in New York City. And it'll be a great time had by all. So Cowboys picking at 11, and they got 20. And then you get to read the big grades tomorrow in the Dallas Morning News and the Star Telegram on players that have not played one single down in the NFL.
We're going to hear from Ruby Capaldi today?
Probably not. Probably not. You might Monday. You might Monday. But, again, we want to thank the people out here at Grubbs Nissan for having the T-Box out here today because this will be our home away from home. We'll be back out here next week.
And all golf fans... This weekend, root for John Daly. It's good for golf.
Hey, root for John Daly being the final group on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what you want. If BJ's in there, good for him. But John Daly, who I believe is the only golfer on the planet which is with as much worldwide and universal appeal as Tiger Woods. It's not even close. Everybody else, I don't care what you say about Mickelson, Singh, whatever. It's John Daly, Tiger, and the rest of the world. So pray for him.
I'd like to talk more golf, but we got to go.
Pretty soon we have
a draft time.
We have 15 seconds left. So take care of Norm today. Ask him a lot of questions. And Bob will be in good stead over there. And Ty Walker.
Let's just go.
And Mike Fernandez
let's
will be
go.
Handling all that.
Let's go. It's draft time. Let's go.
It is time
let's
go. To go to the NFL
go.
Draft. Shut up. On the ticket.
This is The Ticket, KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. The following is a KTCK fourth presentation. We interrupt our usual weekend chit-chat about everyday sports and stuff. Live from the Jacob Javits Center in New York City, Cowboys headquarters in Valley Ranch, Dave & Buster's in Frisco, and the Mothership on Maple. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft. Draft coverage on The Ticket is brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet. It's pick by pick and round by round with ticket coverage from Bob Sturm, Mickey Spagnola, George Dunham, and Ty Walker. Norm Hitzkus has waited 364 days, 9 hours, and 59 minutes for Draft Talk. So now, live from New York, here he is.
Good morning from the Jake. This is Norm Hitzkus, the 70th NFL Draft, or as they like to call it, the player selection meeting, is about a little over an hour from starting. The 49ers will go on the clock
in 1 hour. Good morning, and we hope you enjoy our coverage. We are the only station in America that does this. We go pick by pick, round by round. It'll all be here today. First round, second round, third round. We stay until the round is over. Then day two, rounds 4 through 7, start tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. We have people everywhere. First of all, the staff in New York. We have Mark Friedman here to produce.
Morning,
Frito.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you. Hello to assistant producer Jed Williams.
Norm, good to see you. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you. Hello, Joel Blumberg, doing his 17th draft with me on the ticket. Joel doesn't have a mic, but he says matzah tomorrow. Jim Pierce will be here to assistant engineer. We'll have Mickey Spagnola and George Dunham at the ranch. Good morning to Ty Walker, who will anchor and give us reviews and keep all the formatting together. Hi, Ty.
Hello, Norm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very, very fine, thank you. Hello to my friend Bob Sturm, who will anchor things from the mothership.
Norman, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Bob. Doing really, really well.
Ready to roll here as well.
That's great. Jason Helm is technically directing. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Norm.
Hello to producer Mike Fernandez.
Well, Norm, don't screw up.
I won't screw up.
That's an inside joke for everyone.
Hello in the ticker room to Sean Bass. Well, Sean's there somewhere. Corey Chavis, the Minnesota safety, will join us long distance to give us his insight as we go through the draft. We'll have guests everywhere today. We are the only station in America that does this wall to wall. We will have, by the way, press conferences from Valley Ranch when they happen. We will have the Mavericks post game here. We will have Ben and Skin out at the draft party at Dave and Buster's. It will be a ticket marathon to do the draft. The first draft ever in the National Football League was held February 8, 1936 in Philadelphia. This is the 70th. In that first draft, 9 teams took 9 players at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. The Eagles took University of Chicago Heisman Trophy winning halfback Jay Berwanger, but didn't know he didn't want to play pro football. That doesn't happen these days, by the way. So they dealt him to the Bears. Well, he was from the University of Chicago. Feeling the Bears, he'll play for them. The Bears said, sure, we'll make a deal. He told the Bears he didn't want to play for them either. In fact, he never played pro football. He went into business, turning down the Bears' $5,000 bonus offer. Back then, there were no mock drafts, no media credentials offered or accepted, no war rooms, no radio, no TV, no helmet phones. The draft has progressed. By 1939, it was 20 rounds. By 1943, Frito would have loved the draft. It was 30 rounds. Frito would love 30
rounds.
Yeah,
but you know what? There's only like 16, so it was okay.
He would have loved 30 rounds. Then came the war with Canada, the war with the AFL, split drafts. We had all sorts of situations happening. Today, we have a 7-round draft, 3 rounds today, 4 rounds starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Next up, we will bring you the rumor of a major Cowboy trade on the horizon. Bring in Bob Sturm. And then talk to Cowboy beat reporter Jacques Taylor, all on the tickets coverage of the 70th NFL draft.
It's it or pound it.
You hit the ball, knock it out of the park.
On Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. A place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
Play ball!
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger. And when to call in on the one ball line.
Here's the pitch.
Swing for the fences and win.
A spotted Rangers fantasy camp. 42-inch plasma TV. A trip to Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, and Cooperstown. Or a 2005 Grubbs Nissan Xterra.
It's grounded or pound.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision. But how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK, Custom View Intralasik, CK, Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live Custom View Intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Does size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has six locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you will get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack Self Storage with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage.
Size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has six locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free desk lock and you keep the key. Plus, Pack and Stack Self Storage is equipped with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you just got to have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com, for Pack and Stack Self Storage.
1-800-COLD-AIR now asks you to consider Murphy's Law, which states that there are two ways of doing something, and one will lead to catastrophe. Someone will do it. Let's apply that to your home's air conditioning system. Refuse to get a preseason checkup now, and it will undoubtedly fail you around July 4th. Go ahead. Take a chance. And chances are just about every AC company will be too busy to respond immediately. But if you'd rather not follow the path to catastrophe, do yourself a huge favor. Make a simple call right now to 1-800-COLD-AIR and get that preseason checkup to avoid disaster when the temperature is 103. In fact, when you call 1-800-COLD-AIR right now for your preseason checkup, you'll get a pair of concert tickets absolutely free. That's right, a free pair of tickets to a really cool Texas country concert, and the peace of mind knowing that your AC will be cool right through September. Now let's review, shall we? Avoid your home becoming a sweatbox on the hottest day of the summer. Call 1-800-COLD-AIR now for your preseason checkup. Call now, 1-800-COLD-AIR, 1-800-COLD-AIR.
Have you been avoiding those cash advance stores because you're afraid somebody might spot you, and the whole experience will leave you feeling kind of down and out? Or maybe you don't feel safe carrying some of your hard-earned cash out of one of those stores. Well, CashAdvance.com has got you covered. You can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy and the safety of your own home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls.
CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that is deposited directly in your bank account. It's safe and convenient and can be done from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on. It's CashAdvance.com. Or you can click on the CashAdvance.com logo to on your radio player right now.
For a test launch today at Park Place Lexus Plano and Grapevine.
The Ticket.
It's NFL Draft Saturday. Everyone knows the 49ers have a big choice as they have the first overall pick in this year's draft, but the Cowboys have two first-round picks At 11-20 after a 5-11 season last year, Dallas has many holes to fill, including the defensive end position, where many think Dallas will take Maryland defensive end Sean Merriman, who spoke with Norm yesterday, and he says he's ready for this draft to be over.
I mean, I've just been having sleepless nights. I mean, stomach is just turning. I just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, all these different sources are coming out, but it's a blessing to be in this position.
The Mavericks host Tracy McGrady and the Rockets today at the AAC in Game 1 of the first round of their playoff series. Mavs forward Keith Van Horn is a playoff vet, and he thinks this year's Mavs team could have some fun on a title run.
I think it's going to be a great series for fans to watch. It's an exciting series. But at the same time, I think it's going to be a defensive series. And, you know, hopefully we can play some great ball in the defensive end. I think if we're able to do that, we'll be in good shape.
Game 1 tips off this afternoon at 4:30. You can see that game on UPN Channel 21. And Jeff Gordon will start in row 1 for tonight's Subway 500 in Phoenix after winning the pole with a time of 26.93 seconds yesterday. He starts next to Kurt Busch, Greg Biffle, and Bobby Labonte. Brian Vickers rounds out the top five in tonight's race. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the 2005 NFL Draft coverage right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
From New York Valley Ranch, Dave and Buster's, and the Mothership on Maple, this is live wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good morning from the Jake, where the Cowboys hope they'll find a whole bunch of people who can play for them this year. We'll obviously, as we go through the draft, talk about the Cowboys' history in the draft, which is, at best, mixed. Here's what the Cowboys have in the draft. They have two number ones, picks 11 and 20. A number two, pick number 42. They have no third-round draft choice. Actually, they have the player already, Drew Henson. So Drew Henson must be figured as part of this draft. Tomorrow, they will have a fourth-round pick, a fifth-rounder, two sixth-rounders, and a seventh-rounder. But right now, there is an enormous rumor floating around the draft. The rumor does not concern the Cowboys' first pick. There, the Cowboys hope and pray that Sean Merriman, whom we had as a guest yesterday on the show, will be there. They believe Merriman will be a terrific outside, strong side linebacker. But let me bring in Bob Sturm, part of Bad Radio, who will be anchoring from the mothership today. And Bob, here's the rumor concerning the Cowboys' 20th pick.
Mm-hmm.
That they would deal number 20 to the Buccaneers for Simeon Rice and one of the Buccaneers' third rounders. So
they get that coveted third rounder back.
They recover the third rounder that they wanted so badly.
And isn't that what this is all about today?
Recovering the third rounder.
Right. You know, I've seen quite a bit about this rumor, and I know San Diego's hot after him, and reportedly the 28th pick. The San Diego, another team with multiple first rounders, another team with a considerable amount of power in the first day of the draft, that they are offering 28 for him. I don't know. From watching Simeon Rice, there's no question he's one of the most productive players in the league right now in terms of consistently getting to the quarterback. Is he appreciably better than Darren Howard, for instance?
That is still a player on the Cowboys' radar screen also. I'm told that is definitely option B for the Cowboys.
Well, and again, to go back to the rumors of 6 weeks ago, if Darren Howard can be had for a substantial second-round pick, one in the top half of the second round, That to me is worth pursuing. I don't want to be so eager to get rid of number 20. And I realize the talent gap begins at 20. I think you've said that most people agree. Goslin even said it's 20 players and then a substantial drop off. That's why the Jets and the Broncos have been so eager to get out of the first round altogether. But that being said, I still prefer younger and cheaper. And Simeon Rice is a $6 million player who's 31.
San Diego apparently is denying this. They continue to deny it. I talked to some people this morning, and San Diego is basically saying, we're not going to trade for Simeon Rice. Now, that could be nothing more than posturing. But Rice fits several of the things Bill Parcells wants. He wants a rusher on the edge. He wants a durable player. Rice has missed one game in 9 years.
Yeah.
As a professional.
Very solid player.
Very, very solid. He is 31. He has 3 years left in his contract, and as Bob said, that would cost $6 million this year for the Cowboys. But again,
that's not an issue, really.
No.
Yeah.
Look at the Cowboys' pattern. Bledsoe, Rivera, Henry, Ferguson, all solid, durable players who almost never miss a game. It looks to me like Bill Parcells is, if they are pursuing, apparently they are pursuing Rice, if there is truth to this and if they get Rice, this is a clear signal Parcells wants the next year or the year after.
Yeah, that's exactly what it indicates, and I don't know if that makes me very happy, but it is what it is. They are playing for right now. They are playing for a coach who does not see his future any more than 12 or 24 months, and that's why to acquire players of Rivera's age and Bledsoe's age and Simeon Rice's age should not shock us. I mean, they are in it for now, and 2007, we'll get here when 2007 gets here, but Bill Parcells won't be around to see it, so why should that matter to him?
The plan for the Cowboys is get a massive linebacker, number one. Get a rusher off the edge, number two. That would also fit the plan. The Cowboys dream of taking Sean Merriman first, and Derek Ware at 20 is gone. Several people indicate that Ware will be gone long before the 20th pick of the Cowboys. So it would make sense then to say, well, is there another edge rusher there at 20? No, because apparently David Pollock is also gone before 20, a guy the Cowboys brought in and interviewed. So the Cowboys' feeling is the edge rushers they really like would be gone at 20. That's why the appeal of this trade exists.
What's the position on Erasmus James?
Erasmus James, I don't think the Cowboys feel he'll be there either.
Well, I guess, you know, we talked about this yesterday. The first 10 picks appear to be mostly no front seven players on defense. It appears to be almost all cornerbacks and offensive skill players. So there must be a tremendous run on defensive ends and outside linebackers between 10 and 20 if no one's left at 20.
Well,
I mean, between Spears and James and Ware and so forth, you know?
My indication is that 13, 15, 16, 17, and 18 will all go defense in this draft.
Yeah.
So there will be a run there. Let's go out to Valley Ranch and talk to the man who covers the Cowboys. Here in the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline is the Cowboy beat reporter, Jacques Taylor. Morning, Jacques.
Hey, man, I hate to tell you, I'm in my DeSoto kitchen, not Valley Ranch.
Oh, that isn't theater of the mind there, Jacques.
I'm trying to cook breakfast for the family before I abandon them for the next 2 days.
JT, have you heard anything about possible Simeon Rice?
No, I put out some calls early, but as you can imagine, everybody who would know is tied up right now. I have done just a little bit of research in the sense that it makes sense in that, and I don't know if you've talked about it yet, there's a lot of talk that DeMarcus Ware might go to Tampa Bay at number five now.
Well, I've got one more rumor for you. Tampa may be about to deal five for one. Yes, Tampa may be about to go, maybe about to deal everything. They may be about to deal number five to the Niners for number one. Here's what would happen. They would get the quarterback they want, Alex Smith. And the Niners could drop to five and still get Aaron Rodgers. It would get the Niners out of the box they felt they've been in now for months.
Right.
But Ware is hot everywhere, literally.
Yeah, he's blowing up. That's because pass rushers, as we know around here, where they hadn't been a double-digit sacker since 96 and Tony Tolbert did it, they are hard to find, premier guys. And if you think there's one, you better go get it.
Chuck, the acquisition of Rice would fit perfectly in the way Bill Parcells is doing business these days, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he gives them a legitimate pass rusher, makes everybody better because he is, you have to double team him, you've got a game plan for him. That would make Leroy Glover, Greg Ellis even more effective. And don't forget, even if you do that, you can still bring Sean Merriman if they're able to get him off the edge in passing situations with the linebacker. And so there's a whole lot of stuff about that sounds good to Dallas.
By the way, the one
I don't think they like his run defense ability. The flip side is, when you get him, you know what you're getting, which is an up-the-field pass rusher, and you've got to do things defensively to compensate for his lack of desire to play run defense.
Just a note for Cowboy fans who are looking for Sean Merriman, and the major threat there is apparently Cleveland at number three. Cleveland is furiously hunting someone who will trade down with them. Right now, they don't have anybody. And what they'd like to do is trade down to 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, and get Merriman. Yeah.
Yeah. In that case, I think Dallas would go with Marcus Spears. He's a good, safe pick. I put him, based on people I've talked to, you put him in the Greg Ellis category, which is not a great player, but you'll never have a problem for him. He'll give you 10 to 12 terrific years. And, he's the kind of guy that you win with, but you got to have some superstars, but he's the kind of guy that you win with eventually.
Hey, Jacques, appreciate it. Be checking with you later in the day, pal.
All right, man. Take care.
Hang in there, JT. This will be a day where there should be an enormous amount of activity, Bob Sturm, as teams are unhappy with where they are, believe that they can pile up pretty decent players if they could collect second and third round choices.
Yeah, you just wonder, though, what the going rate is. It appears to be a buyer's market far more than a seller's market, because if everyone wants to trade down, then the demand to move up seems to be a bit sparse. There are teams that have certainly made rumblings, including most of those teams with multiple first-round picks. Maybe with the exception of the Cowboys, I haven't heard just a whole lot about them moving up, but maybe we shouldn't even be surprised about that. But for instance, a team like Minnesota with 7-18, 7 from Oakland for the Randy Moss trade, you know, if they get into that top three mix, that shouldn't shock us either, because every word out of Minnesota is they'd love to have Braylon Edwards.
Now, the other side of that coin is, this morning there was talk that Minnesota is so frustrated at what they're being asked to move up that Minnesota is now considering moving down if they get the right offer.
Well, and let's not forget who owns that team, at least as of the start of business today. It's still Red McCombs, who still loves nothing less than paying big signing bonuses to players. If you have two first-round picks, that's two sizable, especially where they're picking, two sizable signing bonuses. If they trade up, they can compact that down to one signing bonus, even though it'd be bigger. He'd actually save money. And we should not put that past Mr. McCombs until he sells that team.
That is Bob Sturm. This is the continuing coverage of the 70th NFL Draft here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. When we come back, who has the power in this draft? Who doesn't have much power at all in this draft? And we chat with Goose Goslin about the latest rumors as the first round approaches on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket from The Jake.
Gosh, I love The Ticket.
Herb Beeswurms listen to The Ticket at least 3 hours a day.
Hey, are you guys laying out on me?
At either 1310 AM, 104.1 FM, or on the World Wide Web at theticket.com.
Hello? Turn the radio up. It's more fun with the radio in the background right now.
Listen all day to the Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, The Hardline.
Oh, The Hardline! Yay, The Hardline!
The P1 Wild Astros.
Wow, this is a great show.
Hot sports opinions on our teams in our town. Listening longer works better. If you don't do it, we'll find someone who can.
They just keep letting me talk.
He's ancient. If the truth be told, come on, coach, give me one more chance. Eddie Murray's so old, he's gonna crap in his pants. Fonzie and pal are chilling like a villain, eating burgers at Al. Pinky Tuscadero was a real hot chick. Maybe she's the reason that I can't kick. Word.
It's the drop thing.
Yo, 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 this is Richie Cunningham, kind of like that Ron Howard character on Happy Days, kicking it old school, or middle school, or high school, or whatever. Okay, here's the situation. I got fired. It's real frustrating. You may have heard of me. I'm a field goal kicker, or was. Now I'm drinking hard liquor. Yeah. I miss Jim Field.
field goals with three in a row. So I guess you could say I pretty much blow. They got a backup. His name is Toby Cohen. And if I ever see him, I'll kick him in the groin.
Monday, happy day.
Right.
Monday, happy day.
Whatever.
Friday, happy day.
Oh, give me a break. Please. Yeah, right. Eddie Murray, 43 years old. He's ancient.
Top Page Radio.
I want you to try that. If my guards don't get you, I will. I'm training to be a cage fighter.
You are.
Yeah, whatever. I look forward to my retirement. I'm going to enjoy every day.
Yeah.
Drink a case of beer and get out of bed and eat beef until sundown and then wallow around in a mud puddle of my own filth.
That's retirement.
Why don't you tell everyone now, hey, crap your pants every day?
Why do you tell them why you cut your own hair?
Why you crap your pants?
Why do you cut your own hair?
Why you crap your pants?
Why you cut
your every day? Get every day. Can we crap pants? You
do? Oh, and they're both gone.
Drop Page Radio.
These are some excerpts from the congressional hearings on steroids in baseball that you may not have heard. Dad, Jared, do you have? Let's pull it up in there if you have it.
I'd like to recognize the distinguished senator from the South, Jackie Walker Hooker.
Drop Page Radio.
Keep moving.
Why did you sexually molest Donnie?
You can't prove that. You can't prove it. The only people that know that are dead now.
Oh, hey, okay, you guys are on the air.
But I love them.
No, I mean, I've taken dumps bigger than Mark, so I'm not threatened by him.
It's interesting you bring that up because I want to make it known.
Mm-hmm.
Make it what?
Known.
Known.
What?
That I fired you. He came in my office. I said, here's your check. You're fired. And he didn't handle it very well.
Really?
He took a dump and left.
What's with his GM?
I had Mexican food.
Still no way to act, I would say, Nelly.
Oh, good golly. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I'll see you when I come over to your house and kick your ass.
The Ticket, Drop Page Radio.
You know, my ass fell out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I had medical problems, and Mark helped me through that.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't deserve to be rich, and certainly doesn't deserve to own a basketball team. But he's been nice to me.
Okay.
Well, Mark, is there anything you want to say to Nelly? Because we have you on here together, and we understand that you really haven't spoken hardly at all in the last couple of years.
Thanks for de-emphasizing defense so much the last few years. That's really paying dividends for us.
Well, you know, we all do what we can.
Well, I wish you would have done something.
Yeah.
Like maybe attend to practice every once in a while.
Hey, I have a question for you while you're on here.
Okay.
Why did you sexually molest Donnie?
You can't prove that.
We say good morning to the Mavs owner, Mark Cuban. Mark, how are you? Mark. And we say good morning to the former Mavs head coach, Don Nelson. Hello, Nelly.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Fine. Well, Mark, we'll let you go first. Is the relationship between the two of you as bad as we've all heard?
Yes. I fired Nelly because he's a drunk, he doesn't believe in defense, he's overweight, and he smells like a possum's ass.
Nelly is...
I've been at this a long time. Mark has been nice to me.
Uh-huh.
He gave me a generous severance package, and... You know, my ass fell out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Lakers voted yesterday and approved the agreement to build a new stadium where the Giants and Jets will both play. The new stadium could bring a Super Bowl, and it helps the New York City area earn a possible Olympic bid in 2012. Ticket Ticker is service of Bear Creek Golf Club. Enjoy Bear Creek Golf Club celebrating 25 years of delivering your upscale golfing experiences. Come play Bear Creek today. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the 2005 NFL Draft on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Live from the Jacob Javits Center, right next door to the Gladys Kravitz Center, this is live coverage of the NFL Draft. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning. Norm Hiskus from the Jake in New York, where the NFL Draft is about a half an hour away from officially starting when the 49ers go on the clock. And the hot rumor is that the Niners and Tampa are talking trade, in which they'd swap first-round picks. The Niners would drop to 5. Tampa would move up to 1. Quarterbacks would be selected by each team. Tampa would take Alex Smith. Remember, John Gruden feels he is a quarterback maker. And there have been lots of thoughts over the last few months that John Gruden does not think Chris Sims is the answer at quarterback. And he's looking for one to hang his future on. There are loads of other rumors here. We'll go along with them. Everybody's talking up, down, sideways. We told you about the Cowboys rumor of acquiring Simeon Rice. By the way, Bob Stern has one more thought on that before I go to who has the power in the draft.
Well, this may be making an obvious point, but I certainly hope that no trade is agreed to from a Cowboys standpoint until we sit at number 20 and we can size up what exactly is left. I assume it would be that way, Norm. If any trade did go down, it would probably happen as they stand at the podium to take the 20th pick. But I certainly hope if there are players available that can help this team as 21-year-olds with their whole career ahead of them, even that pass rusher you need or that high-quality wide receiver that you need, I would shudder to think they'd make a trade at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Bob, I believe the key here is DeMarcus Ware. And I don't think the Cowboys would be discussing this deal at all if they thought the edge rusher they really love, DeMarcus Ware, would get to them at 20. But more and more the indications are that he won't. And I don't think the Cowboys love any of the other edge rushers as much, and that's why they'd consider the deal.
Yeah, but again, I understand what you're saying, and I know the decision maker over there doesn't worry about age, if, you know, like those of us who will watch this team for the next decade, whether Parcells is here or not. But I just... give me a 21-year-old over a 31-year-old. Now, if you're going to get a 31-year-old, Simeon Rice is the way to roll because over the last 4 years, he has more sacks than anybody. He's solid for the now, but this whole weekend, Norm, as if anyone knows, it's you, is based on the big picture and the next several years. And I just hate for the Cowboys to continue down this road of acquiring guys past the age of 30 at the expense of guys who are barely into their 20s.
Let us go to who has power in the draft over the next couple of days. Philadelphia, yeah, they need loads of players to help that really troubled team. They have 13 picks in this draft, including multiple twos, threes, fives, and sevens. 12 picks for St. Louis, though theirs aren't the quality of the picks of Philadelphia. They have an extra three and an extra four, three extra sevens. Tampa has 12 picks. That's what's fueling a lot of the talk of Tampa moving around, in that they have ammunition to offer in trades, given that they've got 12 picks. San Francisco has 11 picks. Tennessee and Seattle have pretty nice drafts in that they have multiple picks in the middle rounds. The non-power, the Giants have only 4 picks, a 2, a 3, a 4, and a 6. And while Washington has 2 number ones, after that they have only a 4, a 6, and a 7. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, as you said, we're saying, Norm, just to paint that in a different way, Philadelphia, 5 of the first 94 picks. So on day one, they have more picks than anybody. Kind of like last year, New England had a lion's share of the picks. Somehow these heavyweight teams have managed their personnel in such a beautiful manner that despite the fact being one of the very best teams in the league, they're going to have more picks than anybody today.
Joining us tableside here at the Jake is the most respected draft writer for a local paper, maybe any paper, any place, anywhere. He's a frequent guest on our show. Here is Rick Gosler from the Dallas.
That's a mountain time, man. Norm, that's a frantic gaggle. Expect a lot of movement today by a lot of teams.
Even if you go to New York, the geese follow you.
Cross the Hudson River.
Okay, let's talk about the various hot rumors here. Let's start with the Cowboys, the Simeon Rice rumor. Is San Diego out of the picture for Simeon Rice?
San Diego.
Yeah, Tampa had talked to San Diego about the 28th pick. But apparently San Diego doesn't want to.
I have not heard that. I've heard that the Dallas one is the one everybody's talking about here, that the Cowboys would trade that pick for Rice. And that would leave the door open for the Bucs to take DeMarcus Ware at 5.
DeMarcus Ware at 5?
If you replace Simeon Rice, you need a pass rusher. He's the best one on the board.
What if Tampa flips with San Francisco to get the quarterback?
I think that one's dead.
You think it's dead?
I think San Francisco takes Smith, and I think Tampa's out of the quarterback business as far as Alex Smith.
So they feel there's a major difference between Smith and Rodgers, obviously. And
clearly.
And that DeMarcus Ware might go as high as 5 now, Goose?
The pass rusher in the draft, and like I said, there were some NFL teams that had him in the top 5 on boards. Some had him in the top 3 on boards.
Top 3?
Oh, this is not a surprise. The best pass rusher in the draft is the game of all pass rush. I mean, this is a commodity. And all the things I heard yesterday about him sliding, I didn't really buy because he is the best pass rusher, and that's what everybody wants.
Well, I'm only stunned in that Goose, 5 months ago, DeMarcus Ware was not in the top 10.
Yeah, that's
he wasn't in the first round.
No, but once they got him to the combine, got to look at the kid, and they saw him on tape. He's a good pass rusher tape, but they saw the measurables he brought to the table, the athleticism, and they see upside. He weighs 251 pounds on the weight about 270, 272 if he wants to go to end. And he'll probably be an end in a Tampa scheme because you can play smaller, but he could have been a linebacker in the Dallas team.
Goose, does it appear to you that Sean Merriman gets to the Cowboys at 11?
It all depends if the Travis Henry deal is cut by Arizona at 8. If I think it depends on what running back is on the board. If they don't like the running back on the board, they will make the deal. They will make the deal, and they could take a defensive player, and the buzz is that defensive player could be Derek Johnson. And if Johnson goes, then Detroit's got to get a defensive player to 10, and that could be Merriman.
Do you hear any possibility of the Browns, who would like to move down and take Merriman later, do they have anybody to dance with?
Not at this point. They're going to have a tough time getting out, especially once Smith is off the board. I think the leverage of trading down is with Alex Smith on the board. Now it's supposed to be off the board at the first pick. And everybody's saying that Miami is going to go Braylon Edwards. I think Miami would still like to cut the deal with Cleveland to drop down one for whatever you offer. Let the Browns take Braylon Edwards, and then the Dolphins could take Ronnie Brown. But I don't know if that's going to materialize. Everybody is talking to somebody. I happen to be talking to you.
I didn't going to do you any good at all.
You're giving me all this great insight.
I'm not moving up or down. I'm staying right here.
You're one of the lucky ones.
You got all these numbers, Lee. You got all these contacts, and you're talking to me?
The good news, you don't have a top 10 pick, so you don't have to worry about trading out of your seat here.
Hey, exactly right. I'm going to sit back for a couple of hours before I have to do anything at all. Do you concur that this is a day in which it's going to be maybe the longest first day of the draft in history?
Well, without question. I think everybody's trying to move one direction or another. You know, you hear the Washington's trying to get out of the ninth pick. I think everybody's going to be using their 15 minutes and trying to take the best deal they can. If you can't get what is a feasible deal, take the player that's on your board.
Minnesota has made overtures to move up. The cost was high, I believe, in their mind. Now I hear Minnesota would like to move down.
That would surprise me. I think they stay right there. Troy Williamson is the closest thing to Randy Moss in this draft, and they can get a guy that's younger, almost as big, and as fast. I think they've locked in on Williamson.
So would Ware and Williamson be the exploders in this draft over the last week to 2 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. You'd have to. Well, I'm Williamson. I've always had the top 10, but Ware. You know, Ware is the best pass rusher, and, you know, we'd heard for the last week or so that he was sliding, that he may be there for the Cowboys. Looks like not.
Rick, let's talk about people going the other direction. How far does Aaron Rodgers fall if he passes Tampa Bay at 5?
That's interesting, because I don't think Arizona takes him at 8. I think you get down into the teams. I think, the team, Kansas City's got a 33-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, but Kansas City's got holes all over their defense. They, I'm just asking for possibilities.
Yeah. Where, like, I think somebody comes up. He's a top 10 value, and I think somebody will come up. If he gets into the low teens, I think you see somebody trying to come up to get him. But yeah, I think he'd have to clear the top 10. And that's a possibility. If, like you said, if Tampa's out, and it looks like Tampa's out, then Aaron Rodgers could be there when Dallas is on clock 11.
One of the most debated players in this draft is the USC wide receiver, Mike Williams. Mel Kiper of ESPN says he's the best player on the board. If he were drafting, he would take him first. You had him ranked fourth in your wide receivers.
I had him third. I had Mark Clayton behind him, but I know a lot of teams that have Mark Clayton ahead of him. Last year I had him ranked on a board between 15 and 19. This year I had him between 15 and 19. But the problem is he's a young guy that weighs 240 that's going to get bigger and slower. And right now he's pretty big and he's not fast. So I think when he's 27, he's an H-back. You know, everybody talks about this game-breaking receiver. Well, he's not going to be that. And that's why I think the lack of speed. If he had 4.3 speed of that size, he's a top five pick.
Yeah, 4.4 speed
right.
of that size.
But he's a 4.6 guy. And he's not going to get any faster. He's not going to get any smaller.
Goose, how far does he fall?
I think he goes where I had him. I think he goes somewhere between, you know, at the earliest Carolina, maybe at 14. I think he goes somewhere between 14 and 20.
Let's say the Cowboys can't pull the deal for Simeon Rice. And the edge rushers they like are gone. It appears Pollock will go before 20 also. And the Cowboys, let's say they sit there and can't get out of 20. If Williams slides there, should that be a consideration?
I think if he slides there at 20 and the Buccaneers have the 20 pick, I think he becomes a Buccaneer at 20. Again, I would rather have Mark Clayton. Mark Clayton's on the board. I would rather have Mark Clayton than Mike Williams at 20.
Wow.
Hey, Goose.
My pleasure.
Thanks for doing the show, pal.
We'll do
Thank
it.
You.
Okay.
That's the opinions of Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News. Again, everybody awaits Rick Goslin's mock draft. And by the way, Rick Goslin's mock draft today gave the Cowboys Sean Merriman at 11 and Luis Castillo, the defensive tackle from Northwestern, at 20. Now, realize that's dependent on a whole bunch of things, but over the years, I don't think it's a stretch to say that by a substantial margin, Rick Goslin's mock draft is the most accurate mock draft of the National Football League. The most accurate mock draft. This is the coverage of the 2005 draft, the 70th draft in National Football League history, coming to you from the Jake, the Jacob Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan. We're back to talk about the strength of positions in this draft. Mark Friedman will tell you how you can follow this draft on the web. We'll talk to Corey Chavis, the safety for the Minnesota Vikings, who is an absolute draft nut. And then they'll put the 49ers on the clock on the ticket.
Check out the Ticket's Top 10 every weeknight at 7 as we try to squeeze 13 hours and 10 minutes of each broadcast day into a one-hour package of the most meaningful, important part, including but not limited to HSOs, funny bits, awkward mixes and mingles, and the like. It's radio physics gone horribly wrong.
If you're having fun, I'm having fun. And in a couple days, we'll all be having fun together.
It's the Ticket's Top 10 every weeknight at 7. Tell your friends.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's. And Athena State and Papa Jesus tucked away back there behind all that.
Mr. Mupa.
Behind the fupa.
Look for Mr. Mupa.
Right.
What?
What? Let's just go on.
Mr. Mupa.
Let's just keep going.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me?
Coming next month on VH1. Behind the Music takes a look at one of the world's hottest rock bands, Descending Humans, and lead singer Junior Miller. the Defending Hunan story started in humble fashion.
You know, we played the smallest clubs in Europe for years and years. We had some awful, awful gigs. I mean, one time, we played in front of about 3 people at a laundromat in Brussels. Afterwards, I said to the band, I said, you know, hey, I mean, we got to, you know, I mean, I forget the rest of the story, but it was wild.
But one smash hit put Hunan on the map.
Point percent.
Log on to DiamondDoctor.com and tell them Junior sent you.
Be a cowboy. Call now for your 2005 Dallas Cowboys season ticket. 214-253-6000. That's 214-253-6000.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is on the juice.
Why should someone have 5 strikes before they're out?
Broadcasting on 1310 AM and 104.1 FM, north of 635 in Denton and Collin County.
I want to know why you can break the law once, break the law twice, break the law 3 times, break the law 4 times, and then you're out.
Get your fix of breaking sports news first, guaranteed, with The Ticket Ticker Sports Update at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. Dallas Fort Worth All Original, all sports, all the time, roided out radio station is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
I'm Sean Bass. Will the Cowboys decide to get married at 11? We'll talk about it next on The Ticket Ticker.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of The Hardline here. And who do you trust to help you get the best deal on your next car, truck, or SUV? Well, I can tell you who you should trust. The fine folks at Autoflex Leasing. Now, I've been doing business with them for over 6 years. I purchased the Squid's first car from Autoflex. They make leasing a new vehicle or getting a previously leased vehicle a painless, streamlined process. Hey, maybe you're one of those guys or gals that like shopping, going dealer to dealer. Do you want to pay more for your car than it's worth? Do you want to get screwed on what it's worth when you go back to that dealer to trade it in? Well, if so, there's no hope for you. But if you're like me and you'd rather spend your time on loftier pursuits rather than going dealer to dealer, call 234-1234 in either the 972 or 817 area codes. They're here for you, so get the most for your money and the most for your lease. Call them now at 972 or 817-234-1234 and tell them the Wolf sent you and get the best for your money and the most for your lease at Autoflex Leasing today.
This is The Ticket.
The first round of the 2005 NFL Draft is set to begin within minutes. The 49ers hold the first overall pick this year, and they're looking to either trade it or possibly take Utah quarterback Alex Smith or Cal's Aaron Rodgers with the top pick. The Dolphins have the second, followed by Cleveland, Chicago, and Tampa Bay rounding out the top 5. Dallas has 2 in the first round at 11-20, and they are eyeing Maryland defensive end Sean Merriman. Yesterday, Norm asked the future first rounder if he could play linebacker in the NFL.
I just want to get on the field, man. I just want to get on the field and hit. I just want to get on the field. I mean, whatever I'm listed at, and it would be a joy to play for Coach Parcells.
The Texas Rangers try to take 2 straight in Gotham as they take on the Yankees today at noon. Chan Hopar goes for Texas. Jarrett Wright toes the hill for New York. And the NBA playoffs begin today. The Mavs and Rockets play game 1 at 4:30 this afternoon at the AAC. 3 other series get underway as well. At 2 o'clock, the Sixers take on the Pistons. Tonight at 7, the Celtics host Reggie Miller and the Indiana Pacers. And later tonight out west at 9:30, the Sonics hook up with Sacramento in the first round. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the 2005 NFL Draft on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
NFL Draft. National football player men being picked, choose, and put on the proper team. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning to you from the Jake in New York City. My name is Norm Hitchkiss. Good morning to you from the Jake in New York City. My name is Norm Hitchkiss. First of all, let's tell you about this place. The National Football League draft has moved around. It's been in Philadelphia. It's moved around New York from several places. The Marriott Marquis is where it was held in the 80s and in the early 90s. Then they moved to the theater, which used to be called the Felt Forum, that's attached to Madison Square Garden, and we'd have still been at the Felt Forum had not Cablevision, which owns Madison Square Garden, publicly come out opposing the Jets building a new stadium in Manhattan. That hacked off the National Football League. So what the Football League, what the National Football League did is jerk the draft out of Madison Square Garden, where it's been for the last 10 years, and hustle around trying to find another place for it, and they've settled at the Jake. Let me explain what this looks like. Directly in front of our position is the podium at which Paul Tagliabue will come out and announce the picks one by one. Right in front of the podium, actually off to each side, are people from the National Football League who will look at rulings and eligibility and all sorts of stuff like that. Okay. In front of them are tables. All the teams in the draft have a table. Those tables have helmet phones, which are connected back to their team's offices. All the person here at the table, Robert Blackwell, at the Cowboys table, has to do is write down the Cowboys pick and get it to the front of the room. If that is not done within 15 minutes in the first round, 10 minutes in the second round, or 5 minutes in the third round, that team automatically passes. And we've had a couple of those things, and they're Chinese fire drills. And you don't jump in. In other words, if the other team rushes his pick, its pick ahead, they get the pick. If somebody else gets in line, we had a situation a couple of years ago with Minnesota and Jacksonville where the line was, it was like a subway station here. But at any rate, this is the Jake. And then back from the team tables, without any kind of a physical break, is the radio row, sort of. We're here, the press is off to our left, and then all the way around the back, fans on either side in the back and the balcony. ESPN's big TV set is right next to us, where right now Chris Berman, Chris Mortensen, Mel Kiper, and Torrey Holt are sitting. The Jake, if you've been to New York City, is at 34th and the West Side Highway. It stretches from 34th Street to 39th Street, and from the West Side Highway inward to the 11th Street. It is a massive, massive complex built by the world-famous architect I.M. Pei. By the way, they've had scenes here shot for The Peacemaker, The Manchurian Candidate. It's been open 22 years. It is primarily for trade shows. They've had in the 22 years over 2,300 trade shows in this building, mostly for Frito, fashion, computers, and conventions. And by the way, if New York gets the 2012 Olympic bid, the Jake will host 6 indoor events, including wrestling and ping pong. Bob Sturm, I'm going to bring in again. Bob will be doing all the discussions of teams and how players are affected by choices. But there's one player that has drawn considerable interest, and he's the Texas linebacker Derek Johnson. He won the Dick Butkus Award.
Indeed.
He's a fabulous athlete. A lot of people wonder if he gets to the Cowboys at 11, would they take him? I hear absolutely not.
Yeah, I do as well. I talked to someone who works deep inside the bunker there at Valley Ranch who handles this sort of thing, and I've been told that Bill Parcells personally does not care for Derek Johnson at all. In fact, at times, the personnel department has attempted to convince him, but he has him slotted as a linebacker. Of course, everybody knows the rap, doesn't like to take on blocks, isn't good at the point of attack. Of course, I would respectfully disagree, although I don't do, I have very little NFL experience on my resume, Norm, but watching the guy play as often as we have, we've probably seen him play 50 times as a college linebacker, and you know what? Every game he stood out as a superior player. I'm reminded of 10 years ago I was doing radio in Virginia, and Virginia Tech, of course, in the same conference as Ray Lewis as a college linebacker. I don't remember Ray Lewis impressing me as a college linebacker any more than Derek Johnson at all. Not saying he's going to be the pro linebacker that Ray Lewis is, but I think he's a great player, and I think he's going to make someone very, very happy.
I think you have to have the right scheme for Derek Johnson. I'm not sure the Cowboys feel they have the right scheme. They'd like a massive linebacker to play over the tight end and take the tight end on frequently.
Yeah, he might be more of a weak side or a will linebacker, I guess, as they say at times. But you know, from what I can tell, and again, this, we'll debate this about Troy Williamson. We'll debate this about a lot of guys. There are combine creations, and then there are football players. And I think Derek Johnson is a flat-out stud who made plays on Saturday, and I expect him to make plays on Sunday. And you know what? It's probably an irrelevant discussion, if only because Detroit never misses a Longhorn. If you look at their Corey Redding, Sean Rogers, Roy Williams roster already, I believe they're mandated. They have to take any Longhorn on the board. So they'll get him at number 10, I would think.
For those of you scoring on the web today, Mark Friedman has an entire website built for us today. What are all the things people can find at our website?
Hey, basically, if you just go to theticket.com, click on Norm's Place, we've got special links for special pages that are just dedicated to links to different stories around the nation about the draft, links to different teams' needs, and just basically what everyone around the nation is saying about their individual teams.
So, in other words, I can go there and get the San Diego story relevant to the Simeon Rice thing.
Exactly, and we'll be updating that throughout the day.
Now, will we be updating the draft throughout the day?
Sure, why not? Absolutely.
Go to theticket.com and punch on just my name, Norm Hiskus. It'll take you right to the web, and we'll continue to post things all through the day at the web. And, by the way, you can listen on the web. Obviously, you know that. You're listening. Some of you are listening on the web right now. Let me go to positional strength in this draft. Every draft is different in that some positions are well-stocked with talent and some are not stocked at all with talent. This year's draft is a really weird draft. And let's go down it. Bob, I'm going to just give this to you for very quick comments positionally, okay?
All right.
Quarterback. No superstars, but several interesting quarterbacks to take a chance on.
Yeah, and where it gets interesting, of course, is when you start talking Jason Campbell, Charlie Fry, guys like that. Not the top two, but guys who could creep into that first or second round pretty easily.
Running back, a lot of real quality and pretty deep, especially in guys that could go third, fourth, fifth round and be backup runners or play different roles.
Yeah, and you know what? Every year we talk about that second group, and this year's no different. Guys who have warts, but one or two of them will be a star in this league. That's what history shows us. So when you start talking about your Faison or your Pierman or Frank Gore, guys like that, one of those guys will be a star in this league.
Wide receivers well above average, pretty deep, and a lot of kick and punt return and special teams people.
And what we learned last year in the draft is many will go in the first round, and only one or two will really be a substantial impact players their rookie season.
Cowboys love to take a tight end every year. If they did, it would be in the second round this year, but this is a bad year for quality tight ends.
Yeah, Alex Smith, the other one, and Heath Miller, of course, being the first, but Alex Smith, once you get past that, it's pretty slim pickings.
Cowboys could use an offensive tackle, and that's a pretty good group this year with quality near the top and pretty decent depth.
You know, I was going to ask you about this later when we start talking specifically about the Cowboys, but if you're sitting there at 20 and Barron slides past that, don't you have to think about a right tackle?
I think you have to, given what's on the board and if you can't move it, but I don't think he gets past St. Louis. That's the word here. Guards, pretty solid players, not great players and not great depth.
Yeah, the one guy that we should talk about later is old Elton Brown, because I watched him dominate in college quite a few times, but he has had a very poor spring.
Yes, he has. He went to the Combine, basically left.
And the Senior Bowl.
Went to the Senior Bowl, basically left. Center. It's an average year for centers. There'll probably be six or seven drafted.
Yeah, this is another year where no one really stands out at that position in my mind.
Defensive end. There's a lot of tweeners here that could be linebackers. Not a bad overall year. Probably an average crop of defensive ends. Maybe 15 to 20 will be taken.
And this is one of those positions where it's always interesting to see what NFL personnel departments feel. Do they like the guy with the measurables, or do they like the guy with the motor that's always running? Your Matt Roth from Iowa pops to mind as a guy who might be undersized, but everyone loves his motor, versus a guy who has just incredible measurables and is the old combine creation.
The defensive tackles, pretty average group, and the quality is going to go pretty quickly off the board at defensive tackle.
Yeah, and you know, that Travis Johnson fellow is one guy that people feel like he's got a pretty high thought of himself, but I've seen him bounce anywhere from 10 to 30, to be honest with you.
Inside linebackers, almost none of quality.
Yeah, it's very difficult to figure out. And keep in mind, you have almost 10 teams now running the 3-4 in pro football, or at least talking about it. So it certainly impacts the way the linebackers looked at in the draft.
And it impacts the way outside linebackers are looked at in the draft also, because as Bob pointed out, before last season, very few teams were using the 3-4. But
right.
Now, Patriots, Steelers, Ravens, Texans, Raiders, Chargers join the Steelers and New England, and the Niners and Cowboys are all talking to some kind of a morph of a 3-4.
Yeah, darn near the entire AFC. And it's the old monkey see, monkey do. If you see the Steelers and Patriots excelling with the 3-4, everybody wants to do it.
It is an unbelievable draft for cornerbacks. I talked to some people about this, and they said the 12th or 14th corner to go in this draft still stands a really good chance of being a starter in this league.
But you know what the tone is, Norm. Everyone's wondering, do you want to spend money on a cornerback, given the rule changes in the National Football League?
Yep. Strong safeties, there's really only one of talent, Thomas Davis of Georgia, and then that group falls off pretty quickly.
Yeah, and with Davis, they say, is he a linebacker? You also have Marlon Jackson, where he's listed as a corner, but they say, is he a safety? It's one of those deals where what you are in college is not necessarily what you are at the pro level.
And finally, the free safety, something the Cowboys will be looking at. We've got some corners that can play safety. There's not huge quality here, but there are some interesting people.
Absolutely, and again, it goes back to that speed question. Are you fast enough to play out on the corner? If not, they'll move you to center field.
The NFL draft is nearing the beginning. Soon, the commissioner of the league, Paul Tagliabue, will put the San Francisco 49ers on the clock. We'll be back to start the round-by-round selections. Next from the Jake on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, covers the NBA playoffs. For the fifth year in a row, the Little Mavs have clinched a spot in the Western Conference playoffs, and The Ticket is talking about it. Round one starts this afternoon with the I-45 series, Mavs-Rockets. Don't miss The Ticket's Dallas Mavericks playoff postgame show, immediately following every game. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse and Grubbs Nissan. Will it be one and done, or is this the year Dallas wins it all? This is the place to talk about our teams in our town. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, everybody, it's Corby Davidson from, right now you're normally listening to the rant, but the draft really takes precedence over it. So they sent the rant out on location for a nice little appearance at the Lone Star Country Club, which is located right off 35 in Beltline. In Carrollton, or Capel, I do believe. And we're out here for the second annual Save the Boobies Volleyball Tournament. Yes, you heard me correctly. Save the Boobies. It's a big volleyball tournament that benefits breast cancer awareness, which we all need to be aware of, I'm assuming. So come on out. It's, we'll be out here from 11 to 1. Registration just started. The games start at noon. There's going to be lots of women out here. There's going to be lots of alcohol out here. There's going to be TVs for the draft. So it's generally going to be a wonderful time. The weather's a little windy, a little cool right now, but the sun's shining, and it's going to be nice today. So coming out to Lone Star Country Club, myself, Gordon.
Nobody expected points for sex to be the hit that it became. I never dreamed it would hit number one in 17 different countries, including Portugal, the Ivory Coast, and Chad. I mean, it really took off in the U.S., too, when the band Let Me Tour with the Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters.
Behind the Music will explore the interesting relationship between mega world big-time rock star on loan to a radio station band.
You know, it's a love relationship that I have with the P1 rock fans. I give them everything I have on stage. And in turn, they've made me one of the biggest rock stars in the history of the big, strong, round world.
But this story is not completely a happy one. Junior Miller and Descending Hunan almost broke up because of Miller's offstage problems.
You know, after the release of our second hit, Don't Trick Up Your Sex, I hit rock bottom. I mean, I was such a big rock star, I just didn't know how to handle it.
Drop Page Radio.
I mean, I was such a big rock star, I just didn't know how to handle it.
I got hooked on drugs, got hooked on booze, had a gambling problem, worshipped Satan, married a cousin, contracted the plague. I even attended a Sidekicks game. I almost lost it all. But in the end, the music and the fans saved me.
Indeed, Miller and Hoonan are back on top with their new hit single, Sex for Point.
Sex for Point! Sex for Point! Every single one of us, Sex for Point! Sex for Point! Sex for Point! Every single one of us, Sex for Point!
Sex for Points is an important statement for us. I think it shows we're not a one or two hit wonder. It shows our music has a little bit of depth to it. And really, I think this is just the beginning. You know, there's a lot of injustice in this world, and I want to sing about it. And as long as I feel that way, we're going to keep putting out good music.
This is Drop Page Radio.
Go to your room and lock the door, cause when you try it once, you'll want to try it some more. That doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be full, but it's a million times. Oh. But you're not, grab a bag of corn nuts and but you're not. The lightly filtered and hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we want to tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. You can do it at school, just don't get caught.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
Radio, Drop Page Radio.
Earlier today, I went up there and had this conversation with Al Bernstein. Okay, Al, first off, talk about how you got into this business. I mean, a lot of people back in the day, probably when you did, it wasn't like everyone was trying to get in it now, but it seems like everybody's trying to get in it now, for better or for worse.
Well, they were then, but there was a little more latitude, I think, for coming through the cracks, if you will. I was a newspaper editor back in Chicago, and had written a book on boxing and done some TV and radio, and ESPN was a fledgling network, and they were coming to Chicago to do boxing as one of their 4 stops, one each week of the month, in a different place. And I kind of clawed my way in because I knew a lot of the boxers in that area, and got on a show and sat in with Tommy Hearns, who was doing the color as a kind of a guest color commentator, and I think Sam Rosen was doing the show, and they liked what they heard.
Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Yep. Hey, it's Big Dick, along with Skin of Ben and Skin fame. We are out at Dave and Buster's today for our portion of draft coverage out here at Preston and 121 in Frisco. Come on out, hang out with us. We got the draft on the big screen. Plenty of ticket prizes to give away, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on all things NFL draft today. So why not come out and enjoy it in the party atmosphere. Lots of draft enthusiasts out here. Good food at Dave and Buster's and prizes to be had from the ticket. Come out
and
see.
And they liked what they heard. And a couple of months later, I was doing shows in Chicago and their other Western sites. And then a year later, I was doing everything.
Okay. You started out actually in broadcasting.
Can you stop it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, very generic question, but it's kind of ironic that he worked cracks.
I know.
And talked about boxers.
I know.
So he has no idea.
Oh,
so
God.
Very
no.
Generic.
None. Now, were your parents, were they supportive, or were they thinking, all right, what are you doing? Are you getting too much in the public eye here?
This was well after I'd already, my parents were already passed away. I was already 30 years old, so I had already had a whole newspaper career, and I was a newspaper editor for 10 years, and then that's when the ESPN thing really happened. That's when I really got into broadcasting.
Okay, so did you ever actually want to get into the arena of the business, or were you kind of always on the outside looking in?
Well, I was always...
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Well, I was always involved in media as a newspaper person,
had always wanted to be more involved in the electronic media. And when I had the opportunity to do some radio and TV things in Chicago and then gear it toward boxing, and ESPN came along, that's when I kind of clawed my way into ESPN.
Okay, and where would you rank yourself in this business? Because there's a lot of heavy hitters out there, and I mean, you know, for better or for worse, there's people that are three or four big guys above you. Where would you rank yourself?
Oh, well, you know, that's for others to do. My feeling is that, the majority of my career has been associated with boxing. And certainly in the boxing venue, I feel like, you know, I would hope that my name would be associated with the major people in the sport. It's impossible to put yourself in terms of the overall world of sports casting. Obviously, there are giants in sports casting, the Bob Costases and people of that ilk. And
the Ticket Stop Page Radio.
Going beyond the call. Norm Hiskus, we've wound him up all year. Now we let him go with wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good morning from our continuous coverage of the 70th NFL Draft from the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. My name is Norm Hiskus. Our cast of thousands continue as we go to the ranch. And on that Bob Steak and Chop House hotline, here's the Mickaroo. Hiya, Mick. How you
Norm,
doing?
Norm, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing well.
Bob, how are you doing?
Mickey, everything is peachy.
Good.
We're ready to roll, baby.
Well, we're ready to roll out here, too.
Mickey, anybody whispering at all about the possibility that if the Cowboys do get Merriman with the first pick and Ware, who appears not to have any chance of sliding into 20 now, that the Cowboys might use 20 to trade for Simeon Rice?
I got a lot of weird looks when I asked the question.
That means they're on to something.
No, it was like, are you goofy?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's not a goofy thought here.
Well, what do you think about that type of transaction, Mickey?
I wouldn't use a first-round pick on a 31-year-old pass rusher.
But what if a third-rounder came with it?
I'd have to get a lot more than just Simeon Rice's $6 million base salary and a three-year contract on a first-round draft choice.
On the other hand, Bob, the Cowboys have absolutely loads of room under the cap.
Oh, yeah. Cap room is not really an issue presently, but I concur with the Mickaroo in the sense that all things being equal, and we don't know what they will until they're on the clock at number 20 and we see what's available, but all things being equal, anything comparable at the age of 21 or 22 with a salary that may not be substantially cheaper than Simeon Rice, but again, it's a big picture thing, and I believe with two first-round picks, you can really solidify that front seven if you want to for years to come. And I just to get someone in there the age of Jason Ferguson and some of the rest of the guys on that front seven, I just don't think that's good for the big picture.
If we're talking idealistically here, Norm, what do you sign a first-round draft choice for? You usually sign them for 6 or 7 years, right?
Yes.
Simeon Rice is not going to play 6 or 7 years. And
nobody.
Simeon Rice will not be the final puzzle to this team going to the Super Bowl.
Well, but does Bill Parcells think that way? That's the question.
Well, you hope he's thinking for the good of the organization.
Well, I agree, but they've already signed several people who are...
But they didn't give up any draft choices.
I understand. But edge rushers... It is more likely that Bill Clinton will be invited to speak to the Republican convention next time that we're going to get to a draft where there's a bunch of edge rushers that can play.
There'll be some edge rushers next year, just like there'll be some wide receivers.
Well, tell you what, though, Rice is quality.
But he can't play the run.
I understand.
They had to take him out of the game against the Cowboys last time because he couldn't hold up against the run.
I understand.
And so what... If you're playing, what are you going to play? You're going to play a 3-4? He can't hold up against the run.
No. So you're going to play a 4-3, right?
So far, I'm not sure we've identified that. Maybe that gets identified today.
Yeah.
But right now, I almost wonder if it's multiple fronts and they're just toying with the 3-4 as a bit of a changeup. But back to the idea of this, just so I understand you correctly, Norm, are you saying you would do this trade?
Oh, yeah, I'd strongly consider this trade if the guys you want are there, are gone. The Cowboys have a list of people. They they want to fill edge rusher. That's an enormous need on this team. They were pathetic on the right end last year. Pathetic.
You won't get me to disagree with that, because I think priority number one has to be get someone in here, or preferably more than one, who's going to put pressure on the quarterback. No questions that. But this is a 6-10 team with multiple needs. And I guess my thought is at number 20, if there isn't an edge rusher there, hopefully you did something about that at 11. And at 20, you can fill that wide receiver need. You can fill maybe that right tackle need even. And I just think this is a team with multiple directions to look in today's draft. Because, once again, they were a team with multiple weaknesses last year.
Well, I wasn't with you guys for the first hour. So are you assuming they can't get a defensive end with the 11th pick? Is that the deal?
No. Well, that's where Merriman's going to go, though.
Well, does he not provide you some sort of pass rusher?
He's an outside linebacker in the Cowboys scheme.
Yeah. Well, then I don't want an outside linebacker with my first pick.
I think the idea is in a 4-3 he could put his hand down, but in a 3-4 he'd be a guy rushing the passer quite a bit if you're talking Merriman. I mean, if we're talking an outside linebacker that's Al Singleton, then let's not bother.
Right, exactly. I don't want to. Don't give me 11th round. Don't give me 11th pick in the draft that's going to cover the tight end. I got Al Singleton for that. I want some guy going forward.
Well, again, Mickey, you're talking a 30-something linebacker, though, in Singleton. And you're talking a smaller 30-something.
But what I'm saying is if my druthers are Al Singleton or using my top 11th pick to play what Al Singleton does, I'd rather Al Singleton. Give me somebody that can go get the quarterback. And I think Merriman can probably do both.
So what would you do at 20?
Well, depending on what I got at 11.
Yeah, I agree with that. But let's say you get Merriman there. At 20, I think you could make the debate this team could use further help in the front seven.
Yeah.
But you could also make the debate they need another playmaker on offense, preferably at that wide receiver spot.
Give me another linebacker.
I believe
if they find a defensive end at 11, give me a linebacker at 20.
There's not going to be... This is a draft almost bereft of linebacker talent. This is the worst linebacker draft I've ever seen.
So what? So are you suggesting, Norman? Just to reiterate for those who weren't with us earlier, you're suggesting Merriman and Ware, and then pretty much every defensive end from Pollock to James to Spears, they'll all be gone by 20.
James, Merriman, Spears, Pollock, and Ware will all be gone by 20.
Well, if that's the case and they're all gone, then you do have to think about Rice, perhaps. Again, depending on what you get at 11. But I still would be happy if they got out here with Merriman and a Mark Clayton-type player at 20.
I think the Cowboys believe their major needs are to fix the front seven, and they've got to fix it with quality.
Well,
I think that's the way they're going.
Well, then those people making that decision perhaps didn't watch them play offense the last decade. Because they can use some guys that can turn a 7-yard slant into an 80-yard play.
So are we just assuming that they wouldn't take Spears at 11?
If Merriman's there, I don't believe they take Spears.
So you would take the 260-pound guy over the 305-pound guy that's just a monster up front?
Yeah, Spears is not going to give you much of a pass rush. Spears would be 5-6 sacks a year.
You know what? If I could put Marcus Spears on the strong side and he gives me 6 sacks and I move Greg Ellis over to the right side and let him rush and just turn him loose and not have him to worry about the defensive end, I mean the double team that he gets at defensive end on the other side, I think I've improved my team.
I think you have too, but you don't have any quickness at defensive end.
Well, I think Marcus Spears might be the fastest guy I put on the field, and he's 305 pounds. Have you seen that guy play?
I have. Against the 4 best teams they played this year, he had no sacks.
He did.
Did you look and see what he had last year against the 4 best teams?
Did you see what he did
in
the Sugar Bowl 2 years ago?
I understand. Understand the people he was playing with back then. He was playing with Marquise Hill, who was a top 30, top 40 pick last year.
No question.
Well, he's going to be playing with Leroy Glover and Jason Ferguson now.
He was playing with Lavallee, who went in the 5th round to Atlanta, and he starts in Atlanta.
Can't you make this conversation go both ways, though? I mean, if he's playing with a lot of talent, then in his senior year, and he's not, he's being keyed on, double-teamed, and so
forth. I'm not trying to knock Spears at all, guys. What I'm saying to you is the Cowboys want speed on the edge. He isn't it. He's a good player. He probably moves into defensive tackle within the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, wait. And let me ask you this. If they still have designs on playing a 3-4 defense, who you got playing end on that 3-4?
Well, here's what's interesting. I wanted to ask you about this, Mickey. I was watching the NFL Network, and none other than noted NFL genius Solomon Wilcox was saying that Ferguson could play the tackle or the end in a 3-4, and I had not heard he could play the end. I found that news to me. Is that true?
That would be news to me, too, because
okay.
I've only heard him playing nose tackle or, you know, the... what, two technique at tackle, but not moving them outside.
I had never heard that. Now,
and wait, let me ask this question then. Okay, so if they can do that,
who's
your nose tackle?
Nose tackle, well, that's... Now we're back with wondering where Leroy Glover fits in a 3-4.
Right, because you know what? You cannot play a 3-4 with 280-pound ends.
And you can't play it without two nose tackles. You got to have two. One guy, I mean, the second guy doesn't have to be a terrific player. But he's got to be able to give you 15 plays a game.
Well, maybe Willie Blade's available.
Well, don't be too sure.
He's Achilles. I don't think he's going to make
it. Don't be too sure down the line that a kid like Andrew Hoffman from Virginia in the later rounds, you can find just pure nose tackles.
No, but go back to my question on that 3-4. If you're going to, you got to have 300-pound ends, and they don't have one 300-pound end here.
I agree.
So my point on, and I don't know if they like Marcus Spears. I'm just saying Marcus Spears fills two needs. He can play strong side defensive end in a 4-3, and he can play whichever end you want to put him on in a 3-4.
And if you run a 3-4, you're not counting on your defensive ends to accumulate all the sacks.
Right. That's and what that linebacker's supposed to
do. Do you bench Glover or cut Glover?
I'm befuddled on what they would do
in a 3-4
with Glover on a 3-4. Now, I think Glover could play, but he can't play 60 plays a game, and neither can Greg Ellis.
I still believe this club likes the 4-3, number one, and that Merriman fits the 4-3, number two.
I was going to say,
and if they acquire Rice, they filled out their 4-3.
I was going to say, I think we can probably bank on this, that they're not planning on going 3-4 100%.
I think you're exactly right.
There's no way that's going to be their base defense, the way this thing is set up. Now, it could definitely be something they utilize 30 to 40% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way you can build a defensive scheme that doesn't include your best defensive player in Leroy Glover. And I certainly think you can make the case he's their best defensive player.
And we can ask, who's playing the other inside linebacker spot?
That's another fine question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the indication still are me that there'll be a lot of 4-3 play here. I still say that Parcells is looking short-term. Bill doesn't want to hear winning in 07 or 08. Now, I'm not opposing that idea, guys. I'm just trying to look at how Bill Parcells thinks. He picks up a 30-something quarterback, a 30-something guard, a 30-something defensive lineman. A 31-year-old defensive end who's incredibly durable would fit exactly with what Bill.
Well, my guess is, Norm, and the things that they needed, there probably wasn't the quality of guys at 28 years old available.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. What I'm saying is this fits the pattern of durable...
But not with your first-round draft choice.
Well, but that's not your first. That's their second. Second number one.
It's your first-round draft choice. It is your first-round draft choice from last year. It is still a first-round draft choice for a 31-year-old guy that's going to be a one-trick pony for you. I know it's a trick they need. I understand. But that's a high price to pay for 3 years of service.
Again, I think you have to sit there at 20 and say, is he a better idea than Mark Clayton? Is he a better idea than Alex Barron? I mean, you have to know who's there. Certainly, if Pollock or Erasmus James fall to 20, then I'd much rather have them than Simeon Rice.
Hey, if I'm going to use my first round pick and I'm trading it for a veteran, I'll go get Darren Howard, who's 3 years younger.
And you know what? I think the Saints would go for that.
Yeah, because that's what they want. They want a first round pick.
The Saints will take 11. And give you 16.
I bet you they'd take 20.
They might.
For Darren Howard.
The Saints would take your 11 and give you 16 straight up for Darren Howard?
Here.
You think?
No, you'd have to give them more than that.
Yeah. I thought you said.
San Francisco has made their choice, guys. The pick has been given to the front of the room. Let's set this up. The 49ers have debated between Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, the two quarterbacks, and somewhat Braylon Edwards. There was a lot of talk that Tampa would move up, swapping five for one. A lot of talk yesterday and overnight and this morning. Goose Goslin telling us that died, basically, this morning. That San Francisco, he thought, would stay and take Alex Smith, the quarterback from Utah. By the way, Smith's an intriguing player. He's the nephew of Michigan State head coach John L. Smith. Alex Smith had only two college scholarship offers when he came out of high school, and one of them was from his uncle at Louisville when Urban Meyer got to Utah. I'll tell you this in a second. Here comes the commissioner of the National Football League, Paul Tagliabue.
With the first selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Alex Smith, quarterback, Utah.
Alex Smith, the quarterback from Utah, goes to the Niners.
Alex Smith, 6'3", 212-pound quarterback from Utah. Alex, one of those rare scholar athletes who has excelled both on and off the football field. He graduated after only 2 years of school with a bachelor's degree in economics, attaining a 3.74 grade point average, and is currently pursuing his master's degree. He boasts a 21-1 record as a starter and became the first player in school history to be the finalist for the Heisman Trophy. The Sporting News 2004 National Offensive Player of the Year also has a career touchdown-to-interception ratio of 6.1-1, best among all passers who played college football last season.
This draft profile brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet.
By the way, Alex Smith is only 20 years old. He already has his college degree in 2.5 years. He started on graduate courses this spring at Utah. They give a Wunderlich test to all the players here that supposedly measures intelligence. He finished second of all the players. Now, guys, have you heard about who finished first in the Wunderlich?
No, I know who finished last, but I don't know who finished first.
Who finished last?
Your dark horse, Frank Gore.
Okay, the running back from Miami.
With a six.
Finishing first.
Which I think you get for filling your name out.
I believe that's doorknob. Finishing first, the Wunderlich test, they give you 12 minutes to complete 50 questions. The Harvard quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, completed the test in 9 minutes and get all 50 right.
Wow.
Yow! By the way, one last note about Alex Smith. When Urban Meyer came to Utah and they asked him about his quarterbacks, he said, I've got Alex Smith listed third on my depth chart. And the only reason he's third is we don't have a four. Oh, man, and now he's the number one pick in the draft. On the clock, the Miami Dolphins.
Very few people are on that level. I'm very comfortable with where I'm at because I've had the opportunity to not only do all the boxing and make a name for myself there, but do things like my radio show, in which I can branch out into other sports, and I've covered other sports for SportsCenter and other places. So I've been able the thing that I like is that I've been able to be eclectic enough to do a lot of different things in this industry, and more than anything, I think that pleases me.
Okay, and so what about on the publishing side? Would you consider yourself, or on the newspaper magazine side, would you consider yourself still up there amongst some of the big boys? I mean, that's why I learned to know who you were actually in the first place.
Well, I'm really not. I mean, I really don't do any of that. I haven't done that for 20 years, really. I mean, in terms of newspapers and writing and for print, I mean, I don't do that now. So.
Okay, well, how do you justify what you do in terms of like what? You know, there's a lot of groups that are saying, oh, how can you put this type of stuff out? How can you do this type of stuff? Are there a lot of groups that run into you personally that say, why are you doing this type of stuff?
Control, conquer.
The rant is not on the air right now, but they have sent us out. My name is Corby Davidson. I'm joined with my good friends Gordon Keith and David Lane, and we are at the Save the Boobies volleyball tournament, which benefits breast cancer awareness, and they're registering right now teams to play in a volleyball tournament that I guess starts at noon, and teams are funneling in very fast. And with more on that, oh, by the way, it's off of Beltline and I-35 at the Lone Star Country Club. And is that right? Lone Star Country Club? Here's Gordon.
I'll start this thing again. Hi, this is Gordon Keith, along with my buddies Corby Davidson and Dave Lane. We're at the Save the Boobies volleyball tournament. It's at Lone Star Country Club. Now, where that is 2 miles west of I-35 in Coppell, Texas. Come on out here and watch a lot of the boobies jiggling around. The boobies that we want to save are jiggling as they're playing volleyball and having fun. They're serving adult beverages out here. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to be here till 1 o'clock today. So, in other words, since we're not having a rant because Norm's boobs are going crazy with the draft right now, we want to keep you entertained and keep you away from Norm. Dave?
The Dolphins.
Why are you doing this type of stuff?
You mean like the boxing, for instance?
Yeah, in one way, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, boxing is obviously a sport that that not everybody's on board with. There are moments when I wonder about the appropriateness of two guys in there with gloves hitting each other, but it is a sport, and I treat it as a sport. I don't treat it as a fight. So I understand, though, that's not everyone's cup of tea. So I don't argue with people about it. I just accept their viewpoint.
What about from the adult entertainment side? Do you catch a lot of flack from that?
What adult entertainment site? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean from your magazine and everything.
What magazine? I don't have a magazine. I don't have an adult entertainment magazine. Who do you think you're talking to? Got Mel Bernstein. I'm a sportscaster. I don't have an adult entertainment magazine.
I thought you were Al Goldstein.
Oh, my God. You got to be joking with me.
You're not Al Goldstein, the publisher of Screw?
No. Oh, this is a goofy thing, obviously. Okay.
No, I thought you were. Those guys told me you were.
They screwed with you. Radio.
This is Norm Hiskus in New York. We're waiting for the Dolphins to make the second pick in the first round. They have 8 minutes to do so. Miami's been trying to trade this pick. If they stay here, they'd likely take a runner, maybe Auburn's Ronnie Brown, but they've been wanting to move down. We'll see what Miami does in just a couple of minutes.
P1 ticket head card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as Deli's News 2, Lone Star Coney.
I thought we'd all be educated and take a listen at how Fernando screens calls and see if he's not letting good callers through.
Okay.
Not listening. Oh, God, here we go. Hello, you've reached the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando.
Yes.
I have an opinion on Aikman.
Great. Listen, hey, I think we're about 7 minutes from break right now, so why don't you just hang up? We won't have time to get to you.
I can help with the break.
Well, I can't. Goodbye. Hello, Fernando. You've reached the ticket.
Hey, Fernando. What's going on, man?
Hello, yes. What?
I got a keyboard for Christmas.
Great.
See if you can name this tune, dude.
That's Foreigner, 1978, Cold as Ice, Don't Waste My Time. Hello, this is Fernando, you've reached the ticket.
You don't want to talk about the Aikman comeback.
Hold on a second, I have another line ringing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Hello, the ticket.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Aikman comeback.
Hold on, you got to get to the other guy first, okay? Hello? What?
Yeah, we're talking about that Aikman comeback.
Yeah, listen, I don't think they're talking about that anymore.
Yeah, they're talking about it. Listen to it right now. They're talking about it right now.
Well, I'm not. Hello?
I'd like to talk about the comeback.
Yeah, listen, why don't you come back later when I'm actually interested? Hello, the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando?
Yes.
The ticket got his radio.
What are we taking? We find this offensive yet funny, so we feel torn.
Torn like an old sock on an aging NFL football giant.
Now, continuing coverage of the NFL Draft. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
New Miami. Miami coach Nick Saban arrives at the Dolphins with the same advantage that Jimmy Johnson arrived with when he came to the Cowboys. That is an intricate working knowledge of the very best college players, because his team has been amongst the best in the country the last couple of years. Miami would love to add more picks. They've already traded Patrick Surtain, their very good cornerback, to Kansas City for a second-round pick and a flip of fifth-round choices. But that still only gives them six picks in this draft. And, Bob, this is a team that needs a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's no question. First, they gave those draft picks away for A.J. Feely and Lamar Gordon, two guys that really are not big factors in their future. And they're the 29th offense last year. And just to give you an idea what Nick Saban's working with, really no offensive line of any consequence right now. No running back, no quarterback, no wide receivers. Norm, they essentially need everything on offense.
Well, Bob, I can tell you why they need everything. In the last 10 years, check this history of first-round choices. They traded two of them for Ricky Williams, and since 95 have used other first-rounders on Billy Milner, Daryl Gardner, Yatiel Green, John Avery, J.J. Johnson, Todd Wade, Jamar Fletcher, Seth McKinney, Eddie Moore, and Vernon Carey.
And Carey gave him almost nothing last year, you know?
The only guy that starts for them out of that whole crew right now is McKinney. That's it.
That is not good drafting, Norm.
Dreadful. That's dreadful drafting. They're just terrible. Now, they've wanted to deal this pick down. What Miami is going to do with 3 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock, Miami right now is listening. They'd love to deal this pick down because at 7 or 8, they'd still get a nice running back. They'd get one of the good runners still there, and they'd pick up something extra. The problem, Bob Sturm, is if you're going to tangle, you need a second person.
Absolutely. So we look for, of course, Tampa Bay's out of the picture when Alex Smith is off the board, which we figured was going to happen. But Minnesota still desperately wants Braylon Edwards. Cleveland wants Braylon Edwards. So there are options, but are the options going to come to be, or are we just going to allow Miami to take? And really, like I said, they can't go wrong. If they get Braylon Edwards, they get Ronnie Brown, they get a quarterback, any of them makes sense. You just assume that Nick Saban has a plan here, and he will begin to put his situation in order. Because like we talked about, they did not do him any favors with his first draft being quite this light with picks.
What's going on now, one suspects, is a game of sweat. Miami's trying to sweat Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't want a runner. They don't want Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. And three would be too high, one suspects, to take Ware or Merriman, whom they like defensively. They'd love to deal down a bit, but they'd love Braylon Edwards. That's who they'd really like, Bob, Braylon Edwards. But Miami may be trying to sweat Cleveland. Get us a fifth and we'll flip to anything, to flip, basically, here.
Yeah.
Has Washington given up on trying to move up?
That's another one. Because there was some thought that they acquired 25 earlier in the week to attempt a package to move up. Because
they would like Braylon Edwards also.
What's interesting about this is that Mike Williams, and I know some people think very highly of Mel Kiper's opinions and some people don't, but he is the number one player for Mel Kiper, that Mike Williams. And then Goslin comes on today and says he might be the 20th best player in the draft.
If that's the guy that there's more split opinions on. By the way, Bruce Allen, the general manager for Tampa, went to dinner last night with Mike Williams. And Mike Williams only had, I'm told, two iced teas and an ice water because then he went to dinner with his own mom. But the last person to meet with Mike Williams last night is Bruce Allen from Tampa, and Mike Williams is a Tampa kid. So there's a lot of thought that Mike Williams might go there. Miami has selected. We are about to get the choice of the Miami Dolphins. What happens is the person at the Miami desk writes down the choice of the team, takes it to the front of the room.
Looks like it's Ronnie Brown, because Ronnie Brown's on the phone right now with somebody.
He's high-fiving. Maybe his agent's calling him from the next chair over.
Yeah. Well,
Drew Rosenhaus.
Just trying to throw us off, right?
That's the pick everybody thought Miami would make if they couldn't move this pick. Here is Paul Tagliabue.
With the second selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Ronnie Brown, running back, Auburn.
Never, ever in the history of the National Football League draft has a person done so little to be taken in the top two or three picks as a running back. Ronnie Brown of Auburn goes to Miami.
Ronnie Brown, a 6 foot, 223-pound tailback from Auburn, is blessed with both size to go along with blazing 4.4 speed. Brown split time with teammate Carnell Williams while at Auburn, but despite starting only 21 of 47 games for the Tigers, he finished as Auburn's seventh all-time leading rusher. Brown was a big threat on the ground in 2004, averaging 6 yards per carry, but is also a receiving threat out of the backfield, averaging 9.2 yards per reception last season. The Auburn back was rated as the top offensive prospect in the nation by the NFL Draft Report.
This draft profile brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet.
That leaves Cleveland on the clock. Everybody assumes that's going to be Braylon Edwards going to the Browns. This is almost unprecedented. The two runners from a major college would each go in the top 10. But the guy Ronnie Brown split time with, Cadillac Williams, is likely to go in the first 8-9 picks here. And do you think that's odd? Realize a third Auburn back will go in this draft. Brandon Jacobs from Southern Illinois is rated around all the 15th best back or so. He transferred out of Auburn because he looked at Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams and said, I don't think I'm going to get much playing time here.
No.
Smart kid.
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you, it's you talked about it's unprecedented. It absolutely is. Three times since the merger, two running backs have gone in the first round from the same school. A&M in 87, Florida in 86, and Ohio State in 71 each had a pair in the first round. But those were all, the second guy went in the late 20s, whereas this, we're talking about perhaps two in the top five. That's pretty remarkable stuff.
Cleveland is on the clock.
Hello, the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando?
Yes.
I'm really desperate, man. I need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, listen, I really can't talk to you. I have to edit the newspaper online. So.
Hey, man, I'm a day one P1. I need some help. Please talk to me.
Yeah, listen, I'm not interested, okay?
Please talk to me.
No, I'm not interested. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
What a weakling. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I want to talk about the possibility of me coming back to the Dallas Cowboys.
Who is this?
It's me, Troy Aikman.
What specifically do you want to add?
Well, I wanted to give you an exclusive on a secret deal that Jerry and I made just last night.
Yeah, listen, Troy, I really don't think we're going to get into that. We're moving on. We're going to talk about Sean Bradley. If you have an opinion on that, call back in 15 minutes. We're moving on. We're going to talk about Sean Bradley. If you have an opinion on that, call back in 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And please leave the guest line clear, okay? Raise your mic call. 787-1310. Goodbye, Troy. Hello, Fernando, the ticket.
Yes. Good morning, Fernando. I've got some inside information that I think will... totally blow the lid off of this.
Right.
It is serendipitous.
Hey, listen, you're really kind of rambling. Let's move it along here. I don't have time.
Hey, just put me on hold and pop me on before I change my mind about this.
Listen, do you produce the Dunham Mill Show?
No.
I didn't think so, so goodbye, sir. Oh, my God. Hey, Jeremy, listen, turn off all the ringers, please, and pull down your pants. I'm horny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. I'm going to
shut it off
there. My name's Corby Davidson. I work for the Ticket radio station here in town. Hi, it's nice to meet you. We're on the air right now. What's your name? Martha. Hi, it's very nice to meet you. Now, is this your home here? You live here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we're doing, I'm basically broadcasting from the streets today, and it's very hot outside, as you know. I can't believe you're outside.
Well, I just came out to get the paper.
Oh, you did? It's kind of late. Did you have sign one on last night?
Well, I've already gotten the morning paper, and this is just an extra.
Ah, the evening edition. Now, Martha, it's very hot, as you can see. I'm sweating profusely, and I'm kind of wandering the neighborhood, wondering maybe if I could take a dip in your pool.
I don't have a pool. I don't believe in having a pool in the backyard because we have a lot of children in the neighborhood, and I just don't have one.
Okay, that's fine. Now, another option would be maybe you could hose me down with your hose?
Well, yes. It's
me to.
You would hose me down? You would hose me down?
Sure.
Martha, I would love it if you would hose me down.
I'll be glad to.
Well, damn it, let's get that hose out.
Okay, it's over here.
Okay, Martha. Here we go.
And don't cuss to that lady, okay?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Pardon me?
What'd you say?
I said this is a new experience.
Well, it's not for me. I've been hosed down many a time. You know how prison is, don't you, Martha? What's that, Martha?
You get the hose, and I'll turn the sprinkler on or hose you back.
Okay, now, Martha, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you wear these headsets. You can talk to my friends back at the radio station. Okay? So you're going to be listening to two guys named Mike and Greg. Okay? And then you can talk to them, all right?
Hello, Martha?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm hot. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, good.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, good. You're lucky. You're inside.
Yes, we are lucky. We're inside.
I'm not going to stay out and play this game long.
But you are going to squirt him down, right?
Sure.
Perfect.
He's hot.
And just know this, Martha, there are a whole lot of people wishing they were you right now.
Well,
that would like to hose him. Is there any way that you can hook? Is there any way that you can hook that up to some acid and squirt him down with some acid?
Oh no, he's a keen guy. He's okay.
Well, once again, there are a lot of people who would strongly disagree with that, but nevertheless, can you believe that somebody, Martha, would have the nerve to come up to you and just ask you if they could swim in your pool?
Oh, it happens all the time.
It really does. And then he wants you to squirt him down with a water hose. Well, are we about ready to get this going here? Are you squirting him yet, Martha?
Martha, we're Mike and Greg, we're trying to find the nozzle to turn it on. There it is.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Backstage Radio.
You're on.
You are listening to live draft party coverage with Big Dick Hunter and Skin at Dave & Buster's in Frisco. This is at Stonebriar Mall at Preston Road and 121. We're having good times here. Of course, we've got the draft on the big screen. We have lots of P1s here. They are partying. They are consuming beverages, and they are consuming food because we are going to be here all afternoon. We're going till 2. We've got ticket draft coverage going on. We've got it on the big screen. We're just having a grand old time, so come on out. See me, your buddy Skin, and your other buddy, Big Dick Hunter, right here at the Dave & Buster's in Frisco.
He's Norm Hiskus, our old-school true pioneer of the draft, live from New York. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The 2-14 49ers have selected Alex Smith, the quarterback, with the first pick. The 4-12 Dolphins have taken runner Ronnie Brown with the second pick. Realize what's happened here. A quarterback that was on absolutely nobody's radar screen a season to a season and a half ago has been the number one pick. And Ronnie Brown, who's never been the full-time runner for a college in his career, is the number two pick. Now Cleveland at 4-12, who had just an absolutely awful draft last year, punctuated by Kellen Winslow missing the entire season with a broken bone in his leg. Now the Browns are on the clock. Everyone expected that the Browns would snap up Braylon Edwards. But gentlemen, there's a buzz around here that the Browns and 49ers are talking trade.
Brown Smith?
That would have to be it, because the Niners do not have anywhere near enough ammunition to come up and get the number three pick to go along with number one. The Niners have a bunch of picks, but it's, you know, there's 2 5s, 2 6s, 3 7s. They have quantity, but they don't have much in the way of quality in picks.
Sal Palantonio in San Francisco said he had a source tell him that the 49ers were listening to possible trade talk for Alex Smith, and that they would probably go down no further than the Cleveland pick. But I would imagine if they're listening, then they're going to listen to Tampa Bay, too.
Well, remember, what was it, an hour and a half after Eli Manning was a Charger that we found out that he was traded last year. So there could be something on the books already that we don't even know about. But It would not be a shock to hear Cleveland making a move for a quarterback, because any team going into the season with Trent Dilfer as their big quarterback acquisition, that makes plenty of sense. Like you said earlier, they don't need running back help. They're pretty squared away there. A wide receiver, I guess, helps them, but they need someone to throw him the ball. So if Cleveland wanders to quarterback, that makes plenty of sense. But really, we expect over the next 2 days, Cleveland will center a big part of their draft around getting that defense fixed, which finished last against the run in the entire NFL last year.
All I know is when they asked Mike Nolan, is Alex Smith your quarterback? You going to keep him? He goes, yeah, he's our quarterback. And it was like less than convincing that, yeah, we're glad to have this guy. He said, what did you tell him? I said, he said, well, get ready to go to work. And it's like, oh.
In Cleveland.
Listen, yeah.
If that trade happens, our producer, Jed Williams, I've got an order for you, Jed. If this trade happens, you rush right over to where Alex Smith is and try to get your hands on that Alex Smith San Francisco jersey, because that's going to be a keepsake, baby. That's going to be a keepsake, much like those Manning Chargers jerseys were last year.
Well, of course, Cleveland loves the quarterback that's the first overall. They had such great success with Tim Couch a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, but hey, we got to say one thing. This is a totally different Cleveland structure.
Oh, yeah.
Romeo Crennel's come over to coach, but the most important name is Phil Savage. Phil Savage has been behind all those Baltimore drafts of the last 5 or 6 or 7 years that have been so successful. He is a brilliant drafter, a brilliant drafter. And he also is a guy who will listen and move around in drafts.
Does it surprise you a little bit that with Crennel's background that Cleveland's not looking to go defense first?
Or try to go cheap for quarterback because they found one that way in New England.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, I believe, Mickey, from what I'm told is, they like Ware, they like Merriman, they think it's way too early to take either one of them. So if they're going to pay big money, maybe the thinking is, hey, if we're going to pay big money, go ahead and pay real big money and get the guy we build around. Because if you're going to take a young quarterback, the first year of your head coach is the best time to do it.
Well, what happened to Minnesota being so high on Braylon Edwards that they would trade up to get him?
Well, no, wait.
He's still wandering down.
Now, wait. Remember San Francisco's mission here. San Francisco may flip this pick. Understand that?
I'm with you. Okay.
They could flip to 3, then they could flip to 7.
This pick could be made like at 1 o'clock if we're lucky.
Yeah. What are you doing for lunch, Bob?
I think I'll be here.
You know, I always thought that Braylon Edwards was going to be the key to this first round because a bunch of people wanted him. And it seemed like every time I read something, everybody said, well, if Braylon Edwards is not there, I'll take this guy. You know? And so this will be interesting to see. This may be where we actually start this draft.
Maybe this is why Cleveland didn't play the game of sweat with Miami at number 2. They were already playing the game of sweat with San Francisco
right
for the pick at 1.
You know, I was looking at the previous drafts. 6 of the last 7 drafts, so now 7 out of 8 have had a quarterback go number 1 overall. And if you look at that list, take Tim Couch out of it, and it's worked out very well for all the teams, or at least it looks like it will ultimately. Peyton Manning, Mike Vick, David Carr are all far enough into this league that I think their teams are pleased with their performance to this point. Carson Palmer and Eli Manning have certainly not had enough time to show whether they can play or not. But with the exception of Tim Couch, that number 1 overall has worked pretty well in the recent history of the draft.
Since 1990, only one quarterback taken in the first round has won the Super Bowl. That's Troy Aikman.
Well, he was 89, right?
I believe so.
What?
So that stat doesn't even hold up.
Since 1989.
Okay.
That the 15 years in between, he's the only one to win a Super Bowl. By the way, the pick or whatever it is of Cleveland has been made.
With the third selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Braylon Edwards, wide receiver, Michigan.
Well, Trent Dilfer now has somebody to throw to.
Braylon Edwards, a 6'2", 211-pound wide receiver from the University of Michigan in 2003. Edwards picked up first team All Big Ten Conference honors, catching 85 passes for 1,138 yards. In 2004, he caught 97 passes for 1,330 yards. And only Desmond Howard, who caught 19 TDs in 1991, has more touchdown catches in the season for the Wolverines than Braylon's 15 touchdown catches. He was honored in 2004 with All-American First Team selection by most media outlets, and he became the first Wolverine to earn the Biletnikoff Award given to the nation's top receiver.
This draft profile brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet.
By the way, just because Braylon Edwards has been selected by the Browns, don't think that that cuts off any trade of Alex Smith being traded for Braylon Edwards. That we've, as Bob said before, we've seen this happen where the teams are talking and they say, hey, go, even if it falls apart, would you want Braylon Edwards? Yes, we'll go do that and we'll keep talking. By the way, Braylon Edwards now teams with Andre Davis to be the pair of receivers in Cleveland. That's pretty stout, and it pushes Antonio Bryant out of a starting wide receiver job.
Shocking.
Imagine.
You know, if you watch that Rose Bowl, I don't know how you walk away not thinking this guy's going to be a star in this league. The one knock on him, which I think is one of the most inherently stupid things we go through every year, is the old player from ex-college at ex-position. For instance, in this case, Michigan wide receivers, whether it's Desmond Howard, David Terrell, Amani Toomer, Derek Alexander, they've never lived up to the hype that was around them on draft day, so therefore no Michigan wide receivers can play. I always think that's stupid, but that would be the one knock on him, is he's a Michigan wide receiver. And I don't even think that's worth a conversation, but if you watch the Rose Bowl, you know this guy's a star.
Do you think this guy's the best player in the draft?
Again, as a guy who watches a lot of college football but doesn't pretend to be a personnel expert, yeah, I do.
I mean, if you had the first pick, would you have taken him?
I would have, Norm. Again, all things being equal, if it's an expansion.
I think I would have.
I think San Francisco felt like they were cornered and they had to take a quarterback and they couldn't sell a wide receiver to their fans.
Mickey, I think you're dead on.
Well, and that's the thing about the draft every year, is if you pass on a quarterback when you need one and he turns out to be a franchise guy, you'll hear about it for 20 years. In fact, the Cowboys are still hearing about Byron Leftwich.
And will for another 12 or 14.
Heaven forbid he gets to the Super Bowl, or we'll really hear about it.
On my show especially, with the fourth pick.
You wouldn't rub it in.
With the fourth pick in the draft, the Bears are on the clock. We're waiting for the Bears, who were 32nd in total offense, 32nd in passing offense, and 25th in rushing offense. Yeah, they got it.
Okay. We're okay. My Lord, you've got a whole crew out here.
Uh-oh.
It's unbelievable.
Uh-oh.
All right, Martha, let him have it. Let the snake have it.
Okay, he's ready. You know, that's what you get for having boys.
Oh, Martha, no.
Annard, here you go. Oh.
Martha, that's hard, woman.
There you go. Now you are a paternity man.
Thank you.
Good luck. You're glad you didn't get initiated in a worse way.
Right.
Turn over on your back. Okay. Yay.
All right.
Isn't that enough?
Yes, Martha.
Okay, here's all your equipment.
Hey everybody, this is Corby Davidson from the Rant television program, which is not on the air today, but they've done the next best thing. They sent myself and Gordon and Davey out to the Lone Star Country Club in Coppell, Texas. We are here for the Save the Boobies Volleyball Tournament, which promotes breast cancer awareness. And the tournament's getting ready to start, but you can still come out here and register your volleyball team. And all the proceeds go straight into the breast cancer hopper. And which is a good thing. So come on out and visit myself and Dave and Gordon, and we'll be out here until 1 o'clock, and the alcohol is flowing, and the women are out here, and it's sunny, and it's actually a wonderful scene out here, and we're located off of Beltline and I-35. It's just a couple miles west of I-35 in Southfield, Texas. It's the Lone Star Country Club, and we're out here for breast cancer awareness, so to save the booth.
Okay, here's all your equipment.
Oh my God! Oh, that's one of the.
That's genius.
That if we had a camera out here, it would be worth $10 million. Martha, thank you, sweetheart. I'll turn your hose off in just a second, okay? You can go ahead and water your plants. Good God! Well, she got me.
What a sweet lady.
Oh my God!
What's she doing out there watering plants?
She's out here in her robe.
Oh, my God.
And there goes Chris to get her evening newspaper. Thank you, Chris, the engineer, doing a nice
job. Oh, what a nice guy.
Well,
Colby, I would call your time out on the streets a success. You got in the pool.
Right.
And you got hosed off.
I did. Nice and cool. My old lady, too.
How old is she?
She's probably 80.
Oh, my.
That is so...
What was she saying? She's going, okay.
Oh, no, she wants to be you.
World-class service, Texas style.
The Chicago Bears have 7.5 minutes to make the fourth pick in the first round of this draft. The Cowboys have the 11th pick, meaning we're only seven players away from the Cowboys.
In the howling wind come some points for sex. See them handing out points to the souls of the Metroplex. And down on Harry Hines, a black hooker runs. She's running.